for the beautiful Lucinda, flower of the nation, from an admirer. Mommy flings the card to the floor as if it's contaminated. I told you to keep that shawl over your shoulders, she scolds Lucinda. Poor Mommy is so desperate she has to find someone to blame. Lucinda bursts out crying the minute she realizes the roses are from El Jefe. Her neck is more inflamed than I've ever seen it. He's not going to take me away, is he, Mommy? Oh, please, Mommy, don't let him take me away. Lucinda looks as scared as the little baby, who sometimes crawls into bed with her at night. Mommy hugs Lucinda so tight her hairband falls off. Normally, Lucinda won't permit Mommy to give her these bone-crunching hugs. Now she collapses into Mommy's arms. That man gets near me, señorita, I'll cut off. Mommy glances over at me. I'll cut off his hands, she vows. We'll protect you, I join in. My voice sounds small and silly even to me. Lucinda bursts out crying again. I feel like crying myself. Mid-morning, Susie and Mrs. Washburn drop in. They saw the palace limousine turn up our driveway and wondered what was going on. Goodness gracious, Mrs. Washburn says, putting the card back in its envelope. That old goat. Don't worry, Lucy, Susie reassures her friend. Daddy won't let anything happen to you. I nod, hoping that what Susie says is true. I told her to wear that shawl. Mommy starts up her scolding again. Carmen, honey, I don't think that shawl would have made a darn bit of difference. You can't hide your light under a bushel. And that old codger's got eyes on his. She notices me.